This broadcast contains subject that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you even Saturday Night Live is being forced to make fun of the Harris Walls campaign, and basically, I guess everybody understands that Kamala Harris is just a drunk now. I guess that's the big joke, is she's just a drunk. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new product for you at thealexjonesstore.com. That's sea moss gummies. How about that? A new way to get the nutrients of sea moss. Sea moss gummies offer a convenient and tasty way to consume the nutrients found in sea moss, which is a type of red algae. Now, some of the benefits of this brand new product, the ultimate sea moss gummies, rich in nutrients, supports thyroid health, boosts your immune system, promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, and improves mental health. Also has potassium, magnesium. Sea moss gummies are a more palatable option for those who might not enjoy the raw taste of sea moss, making it easier to incorporate into a daily routine. So at thealexjonesstore.com is where you can get this new product, as well as all the other new merchandise, the t-shirts and the hats, and still get entered to win the monster truck. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get entries to win the monster truck. The raffle is ongoing. Saturday Night Live, they've been mocking. Oh, well, I was going to tease the new t-shirt, but the crew put it on the screen there. We'll mention that later. Mention the new t-shirt coming up later. But Saturday Night Live, they're very good, I would say, at mocking Tim Walz. He's easily mockable. And now everybody knows, I guess, Kamala Harris is a drunk. And so this was part of their skit from this weekend, showing Kamala Harris getting some wine into her system to deal with everything. Clip three.
Okay, he's out there. He's doing his thing, whatever that may be.
Come on, just relax. You know, you haven't had a night off in 3 months. Do you want to watch something less stressful like the Menendez Brothers show?
I don't know, Dougie. I kind of wish I had picked Josh right now.
Oh, Josh Shapiro?
No, Josh Cabernet.
Look, Tim will be fine. It's not like he's going to say something crazy.
I've become friends with school shooters.
It's easy to make fun of those two because they're such clowns to begin with. I mean, it's pretty easy to make fun of Trump, too. But it's nice to see it finally goes both ways. I mean, I suppose at this point, you have to. Now, this is not SNL, but it's Jessica Alba. She's now campaigning for Harris. Again, notice what she says. The entire Harris campaign is about reversing the policies of the current administration, of which, of course, she is the vice president. And so this is Alba saying it in clip five.
Than any means so much to me because I want my kids to live in a country that reflects our values. I grew up in a working class family, my parents living paycheck to paycheck, several jobs each, and it's not that fun just to get by. And Kamala Harris promises an opportunity economy where we're not just going to get by anymore. We're going to thrive. All of us deserve a chance.
Yeah. How's that going, by the way? She's the vice president. They just want you to pretend like she's not the vice president. And, of course, the admission here is that it's been a struggle in 4 years under Joe Biden. It's been a financial struggle. The economy's bad. But that's not Kamala Harris. She doesn't have the same policies as Joe Biden, even though Joe Biden is also so great at the same time. These people are nuts, man. They want you to be that dumb.
just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got breaking news, more bad news out of Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, headline at the Gateway Pundit, Republican Party's only election integrity attorney resigns 3 days before ballots are mailed out, refuses to file lawsuits over serious election integrity issues. The GOP's only election integrity attorney has resigned effective Wednesday, 3 days before the ballots get mailed out to voters across the state. And I guess that includes the 218,000 illegal voters. Mail-in ballots get sent out October 9th. Today is the last day to register to vote in the 2024 election. The Gateway Pundit reported earlier that the Republican Party does not have a single attorney on the ground in Arizona to stop the steal. Yikes. Yikes. The one attorney they had, Corey Langhofer, resigned. According to Laura Loomer, he resigned because he was unwilling to file a lawsuit over the 218,000 unconfirmed U.S. citizen, illegal alien voters that Adrian Fontes, the anti-Trump Democrat Secretary of State in Arizona, has refused to remove from the voter rolls. Yikes. The RNC has done nothing, despite claims from Chairman Michael Whatley that they are working very hard to stop the steal. Arizona political advisor Caroline Wren joined the War Room on Monday. I guess that was the Bannon War Room. He's still rotting in prison. He gets out in 25 days, I believe. On Monday morning to discuss this new development and explain how Langhofer has refused to take any action on the 218,000 illegal votes. Unbelievable. This also comes as the Kamala Harris campaign has obtained the phone numbers of 150,000 students, alumni, and parents, and sent messages telling them to vote for her, signaling collusion between the campaign and universities. Oh, nice. The university's working for the Democrats, too. Nobody's surprised by that. Well, again, the good news is we don't need to win Arizona to get Trump in office. Wow. So really, now the RNC has failed. The Republican Party has failed. So at this point, it's actually just down to the actual campaigns of Carrie Lake and the other Republicans that are running to try to stop the steal in Arizona. I'm not going to bet on it, unfortunately. I think the Democrats steal Arizona. Yeah. They got it by just over 10,000 votes from Trump in 2020. You had very similar shenanigans going on during the midterms in 2022. And so nothing has been done, unfortunately, to stop that from happening again in Arizona. It's really a shame. But that's the current status. And yet, Trump can still win without Arizona. Meanwhile, nobody's watching the Harris rallies. Nobody's attending the Harris rallies. And they ban as much as they can Trump rallies all over YouTube. but still on Rumble, gets tens of millions of views. And then the Kamala Harris rallies can barely even scratch six figures. So Trump gets tens of millions, it was like hundreds of millions on X for his rally in Pennsylvania in Butler. On the same day, Kamala Harris in Flint, Michigan got 153,000 views. So, yeah, no rally size. Nobody watches her rallies either. But, oh, she's going to win. She's so popular. She's so great. Elon Musk is all in. He understands what's at stake. Kind of a smart guy. So he's working with a PAC now. He's working with this America PAC. Sign our petition to support the Constitution. Also earn $47 for every person you refer to sign the petition if they're in a swing state. Goal is to get 1 million voters in swing states to show support for free speech and the right to bear arms. So, again, Musk is just going all in here, folks. And it's a survival thing. Really, at the end of the day, if you like being able to do what you do, if you like the First Amendment, if you like the Second Amendment, if you like the United States of America, if you like being on able to hop on a plane or hop in your car and move about the country freely, then, yeah, you got to get Trump in no matter what. You got to get Trump in no matter what. And they're trying to claim that this is an illegal thing. He's not saying he's paying for votes. It's for a petition. So they're just lying about that. But, guys, let's pull up that petition. Let's see where it's at. Just came out yesterday. I guess you have to sign it to see how many are on there, guys. Is that the deal? Yeah, okay. So you're going to sign up for me? Yeah. Yeah. We can sign up. We can sign up. We can give you an update on that. But no, it's just survival. Anybody that's smart realizes that if you want a country that's thriving, an economy that's thriving, freedom that's thriving, then you got to avoid the Democrats getting anywhere near the White House again. I mean, that's how bad it is. Why do you think RFK Jr. has endorsed Donald Trump? Why do you think Tulsi Gabbard has endorsed Donald Trump? Why do you think Elon Musk is campaigning for Donald Trump? And then they have this thing where they complain about Elon Musk. Oh my gosh. He owns X. He's influencing the election because he owns X. Are you freaking kidding me? The Democrat media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Facebook, YouTube, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, all the local affiliates that read their propaganda, CNN, MSNBC, but Musk. It just shows what phonies they are and how they have to control everything. And the minute they lose control of anything, oh, all of a sudden it has to be stopped. So they love it when they run everything and when they censor you, then it's just great. But then when there's actually competition and Musk has X and people are allowed to promote Trump and support Trump on X, then it's, oh, it has to be stopped. It's a crime. You can't have a big network like X supporting Trump. Elon Musk can't show support for Trump. He's supposed to be neutral. He owns X. But then all the other mainstream media institutions all support Kamala Harris and actively campaign against Donald Trump. And they have no problem with that. None at all. I wonder the Democrats, they love their abortion. They really love their abortion. So they're all angry because of something Vance said over the weekend. Vance says Trump administration would end funding to Planned Parenthood. Trump would take a chainsaw to Planned Parenthood, said Vance over the weekend. Well, now hold on a second. I think we should cut a deal with the Democrats and Planned Parenthood. Since you guys love, and look, the whole thing is a Democrat money laundering operation. Just go look at the numbers. Planned Parenthood gets all this money from the government, and then Planned Parenthood spends millions of dollars on Democrat campaigns. So it's a giant money laundering operation on top of the baby organ harvesting that they're into so much. The baby sacrifice, the baby organ harvesting, and God knows what else. But since they're so upset because this is their cry, what about the cancer screenings? What about the STD screenings? Oh yeah, you guys really care about that, I'm sure. So prove it. Let's cut a deal. You're so concerned about the cancer screenings. You're so concerned about the STD screenings. I say we cut a deal. We'll continue to fund Planned Parenthood, but they can't perform any abortions. Do you think they'd agree to that? Do you think the Democrats that care so much about Planned Parenthood cancer screenings and so much about Planned Parenthood STD screenings, do you think if we cut that deal saying, hey, okay, we'll keep that, we'll fund it, but no more abortions, and we'll continue to fund. Do you think they'd take that deal? Of course not. Of course they wouldn't. Because it's all about abortion. But they just pretend like that's what they care about. Oh, man. It'd be nice to deal with serious people. It'd be nice to deal with people that aren't just total liars and phonies and crooks and psychotics, quite frankly. Like Tim Vance. Like Tim Walz. That's a true psychotic. We're going to show you some stuff that's going on with him. But first, this special message from Alex Jones about a brand new product he's really excited about.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game-changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game-changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionome, are game-changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It's amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS. And it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better, and now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best at thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new T-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, so there's Tim Walz. And it's a situation where they're doing everything they can as they slide in the polls and they're losing popularity. The more you see of Harris and Walz, the less you like them. So he goes on Fox News and just tells whoppers. So let's break some of this down here in clip 9.
The vice president has made it clear that she has policies that make a difference. Her border policies are the most strongest, the fairest we've seen. It's
but
the
now,
bill
Governor,
that was
you know
sold.
A lot
okay,
of people.
Okay, okay. Now, hold on. Let's start that from the top. There's two major whoppers here. The obvious one being that Kamala Harris has a strong border policy. He says her policy. So that's the obvious whopper. It's obviously a lie, you know. The numbers, whatever. It's just a blatant lie, okay? And, I'm 7'5", and I have the record for most dunks in the National Basketball Association. Yeah, didn't you know? I'm dunking 5 times a game in the NBA right now. And Kamala Harris has the strongest border policy we've ever seen. But okay, what did he just say that's the really big whopper here? What does he just admit that they've been denying? Her border policy. He just admitted it's her. He just did it. She supposedly had nothing to do with the border. She supposedly was never the border czar, never even heard of the border. That wasn't her thing. She doesn't know anything about the border. She doesn't make border policy. He just admitted it's hers. Brilliant. Brilliant. So play it from the top just so you can hear it again. Not only does Tim Walz tell the blatant lie that the border is stronger than ever, he actually says it's Kamala Harris's policies now. Thank you, Tim Walz. You just exposed all the lies that Kamala had nothing to do with border policy. You just accidentally did that. Brilliant. Thank you. We already knew it, but thank you for finally telling the truth. It was Kamala Harris's border policies. Continue.
Vice President has made it clear that she has policies that make a difference. Her border policies are the most strongest, the fairest we've seen. It's
but now,
the bill
Governor,
that
you know a lot of people, including your own party, would not join that statement. There are millions of people who have come here over the last few years that, you know, they see this as an
the
open
policies,
border.
Well, simply, we have a policy. Donald Trump sees it as a political. Look, James Lankford in Oklahoma, the Border Patrol agents, the Wall Street Journal, the Chamber of Commerce, all said pass this legislation. You have to have Congress to authorize 1,500 new border agents. You have to have Congress to authorize DOJ to speed adjudications on these asylum claims. Those are things that would actually work. Donald Trump told us for 4 years he would deal with this. He didn't. He didn't build his wall, 2%. Mexico didn't pay for it. This is a real bill that has bipartisan support. It has
the
experts on board, and it starts to tackle these issues. And we don't have to resort to demonizing people. We don't have to resort to making up or crafting stories, as Senator Vance said he did.
That's all.
Those things were not happening in Springfield, but it doesn't mean that we can't pass a piece of legislation to strengthen our border. That's what Kamala Harris is talking about.
Well,
she's talking about solving the problem.
That piece of legislation does include the wall that you guys have been so, you've disparaged that. I mean, the vice president has as well, so I don't know if she really intends to move forward with that. But it was negotiated by 3 or 4 senators, and many Republicans came out against it long before President Trump indicated he didn't like it either.
Yeah, and he's a citizen. He's not in the government. Look, there's just an incredible phenomenon happening here. Really, it's a spectacle. Now, you listen to this show because you like to be informed. I host this show because I'm informed and I want to inform you. And I want to make it worth your time to tune in here every day. It's almost like there's no desire to be informed on the Democrat side of the aisle. It's just they like the platitudes. I could sit here and say they like the propaganda, they like the lies, but it's just like it doesn't even matter to them. It really is just like this game. It's just like a game to them. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on Fox News and say Kamala Harris has the strongest border policies ever. Like, what is that? So, I mean, I can sit here right now with the great crew behind me, and I can say it was the Biden-Harris administration that canceled border wall construction. and they can type that into a search engine and pull it up, and bing, there it is. And Walls just goes on Fox News, and I don't know how much Shannon Breen knows or doesn't know. I don't know if she can do a show without a teleprompter or not. But he just goes on there and says, Trump didn't build the border wall. It was Donald Trump. He didn't even do the border wall construction. They literally canceled the construction after the contracts were already paid for. You can go down to the border right now, and you'll see the raw materials just laying on the ground. See, but... and that face says it all right there. And there's the headline. President Biden cancels border wall funding. But even that's not accurate. It was already funded. He canceled the construction. So, but see, that's the look on the face right there that says it all. It's like, Yeah, you're just blatantly lying and you got called out on it. They think it's like a game. That's why I'm serious. We need like a fake plastic politics for Democrats. That's the mental disorder that is liberalism. They don't understand action, reaction. They don't understand choice, consequence. They just think it's all like this game. And as long as they just say the right thing and take the moral high ground and just debate you even without any facts, it's like that's the game that they play because they're just better than you. It's like this is not a game. It's like Jessica Alba, Kamala is going to fix the economy. Kamala is going to take us into a thriving economy, a new way forward. She's the vice president. So it's this weird, it's truly a crazy phenomenon, isn't it? It's like facts don't matter. Reality doesn't matter. It's just all empty promises, empty platitudes. We just say whatever we want. We can just lie, and it's just a game. It's not even real. We just got to beat the other team. It's just a game. But here's a little comic relief. Tampon Tim releasing his own brand of tampons for men in clip 8.
Introducing Tim Walz's Timpons, the most absorbent, longest-lasting tampon brand known to man. That's right. These super strength manpons are specially designed by men, for men.
Yay.
Hey, Mike Hawk here. Are you tired of weak tampons made for women by women? Do you need something stronger, something more absorbent? Well, have I got the solution for you? Crafted in Timmy Tampon's top secret research facilities right here in Minnesota, Timpons are the brainchild of Governor Tim Walz. And guess what? Thanks to new state legislation, you can now find Timpons in every men's room across Minnesota. But wait, there's more. Using Tim Walz's patented Timpons might even help you avoid those pesky National Guard deployments. Need a quick rank boost? Just pop in a Timpon and you can lie about your rank without anyone questioning it. Remember, Governor Tim Walz's Timpons are not intended to treat, cure, or diagnose any medical condition. Always consult with your father before use. Side effects may include feeling like a weirdo, experiencing stolen valor, and dealing with extreme government overreach. So, why wait? Experience the innovation and absorbency of Governor Walz's Timpons today. Call now and we'll double your order. That's right, two packs for the price of one. Tim Walz's Timpons, pushing the boundaries of personal care for men.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. We'll be right back. Don't insert your tampon too fast.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yes, that's an actual video that Tim Walz posted on his social media, looking like a complete psychotic. It's just like Gavin Newsom did. It's like they're trying to recreate the American Psycho thing, but not ironically. Oh my gosh.
Oh, please, God. Please, God, do not let these people get back to the White House. Please, Lord God. Oh, man. All right. I got a bunch of other political news here. Let me just try to get through all this political news as quickly as possible. Then we'll get to the latest hurricane news. And if we have time, I'd like to take phone calls still from people that are in the disaster zone as more information is coming out. And then also people who are being warned about the latest hurricane. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Or I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that attended Trump's rallies over the weekend, Pennsylvania and or Wisconsin, and I'd like to get a feel for that as well. But let's just get into some of this news. Representative Nancy Mace introduces bill to terminate FEMA's shelter and services program. That's the illegal immigrant program. Representative Nancy Mace introduces bill to terminate FEMA's immigration services program for illegal immigrants. That's from the official Nancy Mace website, but it's nice. They call it the Shelter and Services Program. It's really just the Housing and Free Care for Illegal Immigrants Program. Just in the fiscal year, 2024, $650 million from FEMA went to this illegal immigrant program. So good for Nancy Mace. I imagine what will happen here is the Republicans will vote for it, the Democrats won't. It'll probably be split right on party lines. Although, Democrat congressmen and women might want to vote in support of this too, considering it's an election year. But Tom Renz crunched the numbers, and the final number is $894 per household. I don't know where they got the number from, but Harris has approved $894 per household for North Carolinians to rebuild their lives. Ukrainians are receiving currently $4,605 per person. And Tom Renz just breaks down the math here, and you can look at the public numbers. And it depends on how you break it down, but you can go look at his report here. When you break it down, based off of $175 billion that we've given to Ukraine, and of course just dividing that by their population, that's $4,600 per household in Ukraine, but only $894 for the Americans devastated by Hurricane Helene. And, I mean, this doesn't even get into the funding for Israel that they get all day and night. But I guess that's really just to bomb people, not take care of their own, which is another story that we'll get to in a second. But look at this from Karine Jean-Pierre. First, let's go back to back, and then we'll play the longer clip. And I believe it's clip 32 here that shows her in 2022. Yes, 2022 press conference. She says the money is going towards illegal immigrants. And now she's saying, oh, no, it never happened. Well, according to yourself, it did. Clip 32.
No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
Okay, so she's a liar. There you go. And just to kind of explain how it goes down here, all kinds of federal dollars get used for illegal immigration and the illegal immigration pipeline. Whether it's through FEMA or Border Patrol or all of this other stuff, it's all about, under the Biden administration, it's all about bringing in illegal immigrants and then fast-tracking them to citizenship, getting them lawyers, the CBP One app, you know, buses, planes, car rides, houses, hotels, food, you name it. So they don't really care where they get the money. They pull it from anywhere. Here's what happened, and this is why it's from 2022, an election year, right before the election. You had Democrats, actually, of course, in Chicago, New York City, and all the other Democrat-run cities that are sanctuary cities, Denver, and they were saying, hey, we can't afford this. You're sending us hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. We can't afford this. We're broke. And so that's when the federal government said, okay, we'll allocate hundreds of millions of dollars from FEMA to take care of the illegal immigrants, and we'll send that to these shelters, nonprofits, NGOs, whatever. So that's what they did, and that's Karine Jean-Pierre telling you about it in 2022. So when it was convenient, they were funding the illegal immigrants using FEMA. Now that it's a bad look, now they're not funding it. But she's totally lying. And so she just quickly, and then we'll play the longer clip, she doubles down on the lie today in whatever this look is. It's like she woke up and said, I'm going to go for gangster mafia. I'm going for the gangster mafia look. It's not Halloween yet. So I don't know. Try to ignore the gangster mafia suit deal that she has going on, or like it's the Beetlejuice, like shrunken head deal. I don't know what's going on with this. It's a cross between Beetlejuice, shrunken head in hell, and you know, John Gotti mafia, I suppose. It's a nice combo that she's working with there. So try to ignore the crazy getup, but she lies about it again in clip 13.
So, disaster relief, this is a falsehood, disaster relief funds used on immigrants illegally in the U.S. The fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs. That's the fact.
What do you guys think is going on with that? I'm seriously trying to figure this out. Is it like a distraction? Like, hey, I'm blatantly lying to them about the money, I'm blatantly lying to them about everything, but if I wear this ridiculous suit and a silk purple shirt, then maybe they won't notice. I'm going to look as ridiculous as possible. I'm going to wear a purple silk shirt, and I'm going to wear a men's suit that's 10 sizes too big for me, like a big and tall suit. I'm a 5'2" woman, and I'm just going to wear that, and then maybe they'll just won't notice what I'm saying. I mean, is that what's going on? What is that? I mean, yeah, you, Little Rascals, Beetlejuice. What is that look? That is just wild. I'm serious. Is that like the distraction thing, or what is that? I don't know. Just go figure. But try to ignore the distraction that is this ridiculous look that she has. So, but this is the longer, let me give it some context here. This is from Anthony Blinken over the weekend. I mean, you want to talk about slapping America in the face? You want to talk about just punching America in the gut, kicking America when it's down? Secretary Anthony Blinken, this is just scumbaggery. This is just adding insult to injury, unlike anything I've ever seen. So, Blinken over the weekend. The U.S. is at the forefront of humanitarian response to the growing crisis. All right, are you with me? You hear me so far? Do you see where this is going? Do you think you see where this is going? Where do you think this is going? The U.S. is at the forefront of a humanitarian response to the growing crisis in Lebanon, announcing nearly $157 million in assistance today. We are committed to supporting those in need and delivering essential aid to displaced civilians, refugees, and the communities hosting them. Not in North Carolina. This is within the same 24-hour time span in which the federal government said there's no more money for hurricane disaster relief. And the same federal government comes out and says $157 million. Folks, this is we are going so far beyond the pale at this point. We are going so far beyond corruption. This is the most blatant insult to the American people that you could ever see. I'm serious. Get him off the screen. The same week we have a devastating hurricane, people still missing, death count still unknown, entire cities wiped off the map. Oh, don't worry, it gets worse. I've got more hurricane news showing you how bad it is. The same week they give $8 billion to Israel, I think it was $7 billion to Ukraine, $500 million to Taiwan, and now $157 million to Lebanon, and they say there's no money for the Americans after the hurricane. There should never be another Democrat administration after this. In fact, forget about political lines. The federal government should be shut down after this. There should not be a single American that stands up, that gets out of bed, goes to work today, and doesn't say it's time to end the State Department.
It's time to end the federal government. This is out of control. They have unlimited funds for foreign countries, and they say they have nothing for the American people. You're done. We're shutting you down. You're now worthless to us. You're now openly traitorous against this country. You're stealing our money. You're giving it to other countries. And then when we need help, you tell us to F off. You're broke. You're done. Forget about Democrat, Republican. I don't even care anymore. That's it. That's it. When you come out with more than $15 billion for foreign countries, the same week you tell Americans you're out of money for their disaster relief, you're done. Shut it down. And this should not be party lines. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, I don't give a damn. This is ridiculous. It's like they want to anger you. It's like they want you to know how much they hate you. It's like they want you to know that they don't give a damn about you. To do this all in 1 week? And really what makes it worse is that the U.S. is funding and arming Israel in its continued attack in Lebanon. And it's been going on for, I guess, a week or more now. Beirut is on fire. So the U.S. arms Israel and funds Israel to go bomb the hell out of Lebanon, and then we have to fund the relief in Lebanon too? Are you kidding me? Do the same thing in frickin' Gaza. The United States arms and funds Israel to bomb the entire Gaza Strip into oblivion and then says, here's money, here's relief for the Palestinians. We fund and arm Israel to go bomb the hell out of Lebanon. And then we say, here's money, here's relief for the Lebanese. What in the hell is that? Oh, the poor Lebanese. Oh, you mean the poor Lebanese that got bombed by Israel that we gave the green light to? Oh, the poor Palestinians. Oh, you mean the poor Palestinians that got bombed into oblivion by Israel that we gave the money and arms to? This country can't survive like this much longer, folks. I mean, you're one or two election cycles away from total third world hellhole status. You think it's hard to live in America now? Huh. 4 more years of these absolute pigs, these absolute warmongers, these absolute liars running our country, we are done. We are done. In fact, you'll probably be begging to go to prison because at least you'll get food. But the insult to injury from these people is just beyond the pale. I don't understand how Americans aren't just enraged. But see, that's the problem, is that law-abiding Americans don't riot. We don't burn our cities to the ground. That's what terrorist Democrats do, supported by the Democrat media, promoted by the Democrat media, and supported and promoted by the Democrat Party. And it's all for political power. But then when there's something that should actually enrage Americans to get out in the streets, no, we don't see that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's the full exchange between, I don't know what we call this version of Karine Jean-Pierre. She's evolved into something completely different now. And Peter Ducey about this issue, clip 12.
To the impacted areas. But instead, people want to do disinformation, misinformation, which is dangerous, because then when folks on the ground hear that, they may not want to ask for the help that they need. That is there for them. That's our focus here.
But President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
his,
who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait, no, that is your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. It's misinformation.
I just mentioned
to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area, and I just shared with you that people are deciding not to.
Wait. To Congress that there's not enough money to help people.
We're
in North
talking
Carolina
about the SBA disaster loan.
That's
yes.
money for people in North Carolina,
and that's important. And people in North Carolina
folks.
Need that.
They want them to pay it back.
Peter, this is nothing new. Congress comes together, they provide money, millions of dollars, for disaster relief. We're asking them to do the job that they have been doing for some time.
When did Congress vote for the war money and Lebanon money?
The president's letter is not misinformation. Would you agree?
No, the way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There is money that we are allocating to the impacted areas, and there's money there to help people who truly need it. There are survivors who need the funding,
And they are told they don't have it.
Misinformation.
I said that I actually said we have the money available to help survivors of Hurricane Helene and also Hurricane Milton. Now, there's going to be a shortfall, right? Because we don't know how bad it's Hurricane Milton is going to be. And so we're going to need additional funding.
But you know
funding.
There's going to be a shortfall.
We're going to need additional funding.
That's exactly what I just asked about. And you said it was misinformation.
No. Yes. What you're asking me is why Congress needs to come back and do their job. That's what you're asking me. Congress needs to come back and do their job and provide extra assistance, extra funding to disaster relief fund. That's what Congress needs to do. And we're going to continue to urge that. You may not want that, but that's okay. That's what this president wants, and that's what the vice president wants. Thanks, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am enraged right now. I am fuming. I'm so angry. I can't even rant. I'm and that White House press pool is pathetic. That you sit there and take that. Congress has to vote. Really? When did the vote on the funding for Lebanon happen? When did that vote happen? I'm pretty sure that Zelensky just came to town and got billions of dollars without a vote. I'm pretty sure Netanyahu just came to town and got billions of dollars without a vote. I don't remember a vote for all the money to Lebanon, but maybe there was a secret vote, or maybe you just had an emergency vote, or maybe you just pork barreled it into the continued resolution. Or maybe who cares? Because screw America, we're giving the foreign people and foreign countries and foreign wars all of our money. And imagine dodging the question. We need Congress to come back and vote. Well, why? Does FEMA not have ample funding? Why do you need Congress to come back and vote for federal emergency relief when that's what FEMA is for? Oh, because FEMA spent all its money on illegal immigrants. That's right. I'm enraged. I can't believe how corrupt our government has become. I cannot. These people hate you. These people hate you. They will put any foreign country above you. They will put any foreign war above you. She says, well, we've had a loan to $2 million. A loan, folks, meaning they're going to expect these victims to pay it back. Oh, you know, you're floating down. You're floating down what used to be Main Street on your roof. Can you pay back the loan we might give you if you sign here? Disgusting. Disgusting. We have a shortfall. Well, how do you know you have a shortfall? Because we don't know the damages from Hurricane Milton. So then how do you know you have a shortfall if you don't know the damages? It doesn't even matter. They gave all of our money away. They gave it all away, folks. They gave it all to Ukraine. They gave it all to Israel. They gave it all to Central America. They gave it all to Taiwan. They just gave more of it to Lebanon. And now they tell you in North Carolina and Georgia and South Carolina and Tennessee and Florida, they tell you, screw you. But if you want a loan, you're going to pay it back. Because they hate you. Why? It's just so frustrating. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live like this. Here's Kamala Harris. She made the mistake of actually talking to the press about the hurricane relief. Let's see what she has to say.
The reality is that FEMA has so many resources that are available to folks who desperately need them now, and resources that are about helping people get back on their feet and rebuild and have places to go. You are entitled to these resources. People are entitled to these resources, and it is critically important that people apply for the help that is there to support. That all of those resources were created for just these kinds of moments in an emergency situation, knowing that folks are entitled to have the relief that they so rightly need at this moment in time. So listen to your sheriffs around the places that have been impacted by Helene. Listen to your local sheriff, who's going to tell you straight about what's available to you and how, for so many reasons and ways, there are no conditions attached.
So there's that game again. There's that game again. They're offering Americans a loan that they expect to be paid back. And again, it's like, does Kamala Harris even know what's going on? Does she even know that the Biden administration came out and said we don't have the funds and that FEMA is out of money for hurricane relief? Does she even know that? Probably not. I bet you she doesn't even know that. And so she's sitting here saying FEMA has the money. You're entitled to the money. Go fill out the paperwork. The paperwork is for a loan, and FEMA just came out and said they don't have the money, and FEMA has already prioritized $650 million on record fiscal year 2024 to illegal immigrants. But I bet you Harris doesn't even know any of that is going on. I'm dead serious. I bet you she does not know any of that. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse. By the way, quickly as we go to break here, just B-roll 16. This woman is just, she's there pretending like she's helping with hurricane relief, and she does this like limp-wristed thing. What is that, guys? It's like, you always notice she does that like weird, like limp-wristed, like, I don't know what to do with my hands, you know? And she's laughing the whole time. She's cackling the whole time. She's filling these bags with supposedly hurricane relief. By the way, it's soaps and deodorants. They're filling care bags with soap, deodorant, toothpaste, and toothbrushes. You know, that's nice. I think that they might want food. I think that they might want the military to come in with a helicopter to get them off of the roof that they're trying not to drown on. But here, have some toothpaste. Have a loan from Kamala Harris. It gets worse, folks.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. And that's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We've brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Visit Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.